we're going to learn the fifth parak of Maseches, the Mishnah Mishnayis Zayin and Ches. So it says Mishnah Zayin. Again, we're continuing to talk about where you have two different sources of your produce, and you're not allowed to be ma'aser from one. Oftentimes, you're not allowed to be ma'aser from one on the other because it could be that one of them is really chayiv in ma'asos and the other one is pater, and you can't be ma'aser from that which is chayiv to that which is pater, or vice versa. So it says Mishnah Halokech mi balabayis. If let's say a person buys from balabayis. Balabayis means a guy who has his own fields and he sells all of his own stuff. So he's not someone who's selling stuff that he gets from different suppliers. He's selling stuff that he has from his own. So chazav lakach min shniyah. So you buy from the same balabayis multiple times. Ma'aser mizeh al zeh. You could take ma'asos from that which you bought the first time and that which you bought the second time, or vice versa. Because either this guy takes ma'asos or he doesn't. If he takes ma'asos, he took ma'asos on all of his stuff. And if he doesn't take ma'asos, he took ma'asos on none of his stuff. So whatever you buy from him is all in the same boat. Afilu mishtei kupos, afilu mishtei ayaros. Even if what you bought from him were from two different boxes, and you saw him in two different cities at two different times, and you bought from him, it doesn't matter. He either takes ma'asos or he doesn't. Balabayis shayimocher yerek bashuk. If you have a balabayis that sets up a vegetable stand and he's selling it out in the market, so bizman shemevin lo miginosav. If he tells you that that all of his vegetables are supplied from his own gardens, ma'aser me'achas alakol. Then you could take ma'asos from one purchase on the other, because no matter how many times you purchase from him, how many different things you purchase from him, you can assume they're all coming from him and his own stuff. He either takes ma'asos or he doesn't. Umiginos acheros ma'aser mikol echad ve'echad. But if he says that he's getting supplied from other ginos, then you have to believe him that he's getting supplied from other ginos, and therefore some of the ginos that he's getting supplied from may have already taken from his ma'asos, some of them may have not, and you're not allowed to take ma'asos from one on the other. So that Mishnah, there are really no mefarshim on Mishnah Zayin, because it is very, very straightforward. Mishnah Ches tells us, what about when you're not buying demai? You're not buying produce that you're not sure if Chumas or Maisos were taken from. You're buying actual tevel, something that you are absolutely certain that there are no Chumas or Maisos taken from it. So, alokech tevel mishnei mekamos, ma'aser mizeh alzeh. Certainly, if you buy tevel from no matter how many different people you buy from, you can certainly take Maisos from one on the other, because there's no doubt, there's no taking from chiyuv ala patra or patra ala chiyuv. You know exactly where all of it is absolutely chayiv, because it's all tevel. So therefore, you can be ma'aser ala kol. There's no problem with taking ma'asos from one on the other. But once we're giving the example of buying tevel from different places, the Mishnah tells us afal pi shamru ein adam rashai limkor tevel elo tzorech, that you should realize you're not really allowed to sell tevel unless there is a tzorech. Meaning the case should never happen, really, that you're buying tevel from different people, because you're not really supposed to buy tevel. The Tosiyantov points out, why not? Let the guy just tell you that it's tevel and you'll take care of the chumas amaisos, and he knows that the buyer is a talmud chacham and he'll take care of it. So it says Tosiyantov, shein rashi lohotzi miyad o bilti mesukan, deshem lo yodia lelokeach. No, you're not allowed to have something that is not mesukan, produce that is not had chumas amaisos taken from it, leave your possession, because you have to be choshesh that you might forget to tell the lokeach that you haven't taken chumas amaisos, and he may trust you, so you're not allowed to sell tevel. So when are you allowed to sell tevel? Only when the Mishnah says when it's lutzorech. What does lutzorech mean? So the Bartanura explains kigon shenis ariv lechaveru chulin muatin betevel meruba, where you have a little bit of chulin mixed in with a whole bunch of tevel. So how are you going to be misakein that tevel? You can't just take maestros from the mixture, because you might be taking from the chulin on the tevel. You might be taking min hapater ala chiyuv. So the only way to do it is the Bartanur explains, shein le tevel ze takana ad shi asr lev makom acher. The only way to do it is to be ma'aser mi makom acher, to take from somewhere else, to find other tevel, and be mafresh from that tevel on the tevel that's in this mixture. However, the Bartanura says, when you are selling the tevel, you're only allowed to sell it to a chaver, but not to an amaretz. So then that creates a problem, says the Bartanura. What happens if an amaretz has a situation where a little bit of chulin gets mixed in with a whole bunch of tevel? What's he supposed to do? Meaning, if the only eitzah to do in such a case is to buy more tevel and then to be mafresh from the tevel that you buy on this mixture, the amaretz is not going to be able able to buy more tevel because no one's going to sell it to him because you're not allowed to sell tevel to an amaretz. So the Bar Tanur says, "V'amaretz shenisayv l'chul mitevel keitzer uosa." You know what he should do? Holy chetzel chaver v'hu lokech l'tevel makamacher ma'aserlo. He should go to his friend the chaver, his friend the Talmud Chacham, and ask his friend the Talmud Chacham to buy some tevel and to be mafresh for him from that tevel that he buys on the mixture that the amaretz has. Now it's interesting the way the Bar Tanur set up the case of the tarovets that you have this mixture of tevel and chulin is that it's a little bit of chulin mixed in with a lot of tevel. So the Tos Yom Tov points out it has to be that way, that it's a little bit of chulin mixed in with a lot of tevel. Aval ipcha, di ipcha, because if it were the opposite, that it were tevel muat b'chulin merubin, with a little bit of tevel mixed in with a lot of chulin, then the case wouldn't be true, because then the halacha would be that the tevel would be batel berov, because even though on a darais, on a drabanan level, tevel is not batel berov, on a daraisa level, tevel is batel berov. So the chiv now to be mafresh would only be a chiv mitrabanan. So to go and buy more tevel and be mafresh from the tevel that you buy to cover the tevel in this mixture wouldn't work, because the tevel in this mixture is only chayv mitrabanan at this point, whereas the tevel that you buy is chayv midaraisa. So that's why the Bar Tanur Dafka set it up such a case where it's a lot of tevel and a little bit of chulin, so that we know that the tevel is not batel and therefore it's chayiv in hafrasha on a da'oraisa level. Tosfos Rabbi Akiva has a problem with this Tosfos Yom Tov, but we're not going to get into that now. So let's just quickly summarize what we just learned. So Mishnah Zayin taught us that if a person buys from a guy who owns his own fields, it doesn't matter how many times you buy from him, how many different locations you buy from him, you can assume that all the stuff you buy from him is in the same boat. It's either all Ma'usar or not Ma'usar, and therefore you could be Mafresh from one on the other. Mishnah Ches taught us that if you buy Tevel Vadai, then also it doesn't matter how many different places you bought it from, because it's all Tevel Vadai, so you take Ma'usar from one on the other without a problem. And it just Agav taught us that you're not allowed to sell Tevel Vadai unless there's a particular Tzorech to sell the Tevel. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Tess, and Yud.